Counsel, where are we today?
Mr. Chairman, there are three amendments before the committee. The three amendments are identical. The only thing that is different between them is that on the B-10 amendments, there is no specified different operative date. It simply takes effect along with the rest of the bill at the same time. The B-11 amendments have an operative date of July 1st, 2001, and then there is a blank operative date that the committee could fill in on the B-12 amendments. The different operative dates, I believe, are for fiscal reasons. None of the three amendments before the committee today include a provision which specifies that prior juvenile adjudications are considered prior offenses. That is not before the committee. What is before the committee is what is sometimes called the Denny Smith fix, which has to do with how previous convictions are calculated. Very briefly, under current law, if you have two separate charges in the same indictment that are different in time, the earlier conviction in that same indictment is not considered a previous conviction for the second count. However, what this amendment would do is to specify that if a person, for example, commits auto theft on May 1st, even if they're charged in the same indictment with committing auto theft on May 5th, and if they're convicted of both, that first count is going to be considered a previous conviction for purposes of the second conviction for purposes of the repeat property offender law.
So if you happen to have gotten caught and prosecuted for two or three offenses at one time, you can't say, well, the serendipity of the situation is that, gee, you only caught me all at once, so I don't really have prior offenses. The answer would be no. These are two prior offenses or whatever, and we will look at them in sentencing you. We're going to treat them as priors.
That's what's done with ballot measure 11.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. That was sort of my question. Is that a new precedent we're setting? Are there other violations of the law that you would capture three different offenses and treat it three?
And as Mr. Horton mentioned, that is done with ballot measure 11 offenses.
Thank you.
Now, do we have fiscal impact information on these?
Nothing in writing. Phil Lemon is here.
Mr. Lemon, good morning. Welcome to the conference committee.
Mr. Chair, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Phil Lemon from the Criminal Justice Commission. Given that we had about a day and a half to run through this, best I can tell you is that I think the safe course is to adopt the July 1 effective date. If you'd like more details, I'd be glad
to
tell you.
Which one is that?
That's the July 1, the dash 11s, I believe.
That way we avoid a fiscal impact problem.
Mm-hmm. So you avoid a referral to Ways and Means on this bill this session. The problem, I guess, is in the eyes of the beholder. What we told you at the last meeting is we think between 70 and 100 people would be subject to this, to an expansion of including the adult and juvenile priors. It's difficult to get a real hold on how much of a reduction you get by removing the juveniles, but it would be somewhere between 10 and 50%. So you're still talking about a substantial number of folks.
The reality check for us is today is July 8th. And all right. The chair would entertain a motion that we adopt the B-11 amendments to House Bill 2479.
So moved, Mr. Chair, that we adopt the B-11s to the House Bill 2479.
Colleagues, you've heard the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing no discussion, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection, the motion is carried. The B-11 amendments are adopted. Representative Evans, do you want to make a motion on the bill?
Sure. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2479 as amended to the respective floors with due pass recommendation.
Colleagues, you've heard that motion. Discussion?
I'll be a no vote. I just think that this is overkill, and we have a huge fiscal impact, and we're just pushing it down the line a little bit, and I just don't think that's what we ought to be doing.
Further discussion? I'll just mention that I respectfully disagree with Senator Nelson.
God, you're a quick learner.
The concern, there are a lot of other things in criminal justice that are a matter of concern, but I am concerned about the weak sanctions that are imposed on repeat offenders, and the failure to consider priors, I think, is part of the whole sanction complex that we have right now. And this gets us in line with where we've been with Measure 11 offenders, and I think it's a good policy choice. But everybody has to make that policy determination.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Edwards,
just two points. One is property crime is a big issue, and clearly in my district, I hear a lot from my constituents about that problem. And I do appreciate your willingness to amend the bill also to take out the juvenile piece. I think that made it a much better proposal before us.
All right. All right, since there is objection, will you please call the roll on the motion to send this to the respective floors with a due pass as amended?
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Edwards?
Aye.
Senator Nelson?
No.
Representative Gianella?
Aye.
Senator Jarno?
Aye. The motion is passed, and the bill will be sent to both floors. Do I have volunteers for carriers? I'll carry it on the House side. I want to see if Edwards wants to. Senator Turner will carry it on the Senate side. And we do have signature sheets to sign.
Yes.
So I'd ask members to sign those before they leave, and there being no further business, we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Where do I sign? Let me see. I don't sign, do I? If I go to no? If I go to no, then?
Jim? I think the House
will be happy.
So you would not sign.
Okay.